The Bloomington Liquor Commission approves licenses for three new restaurants, including a new smokehouse downtown.
It's going to be a full-on smokehouse where we smoke not only meats but vegetables.
That's Brass Pig Smoke and Ale House owner Tyler Holloway. I'm Ryan Denham, and this is WGLT's The Leadoff.
Support for GLT's The Leadoff comes from listeners like you. Join the community of news consumers who listen to this podcast and are also willing to support it financially. Contribute at WGLT.org.
It's Wednesday, August 14th. Coming up, what you need to know to start your day. It's The Leadoff from WGLT, Bloomington Normal's public media. Let's lead off with the Bloomington Liquor Commission approving licenses for three new restaurants. That includes a tavern license for a new business moving into the former Hooters location on Hershey Road on Bloomington's east side. Gary Biddle also owns and operates nearby Doc McKay's, which has its own restaurant license. Biddle says his newest venture, JP's Wheel and Ale House, needs a tavern license, which means food does not need to be the primary source of income.
Our pricing schedule, if you come in and have two beers and you have a chicken dinner, it's going to be the same amount of money. You know, so we're worried about if we don't go for the tavern license, that we're going to be so close there that we don't want to have to come back and say, well, we're going to need a tavern license now.
Bloomington Liquor Commission member Jim Jordan was the sole no vote against the license. He says a tavern license limits patrons to over age 21, among other concerns. Biddle says he intends to apply for a video gaming license should the city lift its moratorium. Liquor Commission also approved the license for that new smokehouse in downtown. It's called the Brass Pig Smoke and Ale House, and it'll occupy the former Pub America space in the 600 block of North Main Street. Owner Tyler Holloway also owns nearby Fat Jack's. He says the Brass Pig's primary focus will be food.
It's going to be a full-on smokehouse where we smoke not only meats but vegetables. We want to have a nice catering menu as well as an in-house menu. Of course, we are applying for a liquor license, so we will have a bar in there.
Also winning a license yesterday was the smaller fine dining space called Breathe, which will open at 1084 South Hershey Road. That's near the State Farm Corporate South Complex. All three liquor licenses now move to the City Council for a final vote. Here are some of the other stories we're following the WGLT newsroom. Bloomington police are investigating a shooting that injured two people yesterday afternoon on the city's southwest side. It happened around 2:15 p.m. near the apartments in the 1700 block of Springfield Road. 15 months after first coming before the Bloomington City Council, the Boys and Girls Club of Bloomington Normal may be finally getting its new land on the city's west side. The $1 sale goes to the City Council August 26th. And a new projection from the USDA shows the wet spring may bring about the worst year for corn production since 1998. Continual rain downpours during planting prevented many farmers from getting in a full crop. Find those stories and more at WGLT.org. Those trying to save downtown's State Farm building from demolition say they don't have much time or enough information about what's inside. I spoke to Bloomington Mayor Terry Renner for an update on where things stand.
There are certainly various private groups that are working and certainly historic preservation groups that are working. The city has always been working from the very moment nearly 2 years ago that State Farm announced that it was leaving the downtown building to figure out ways that we might help facilitate either a public ownership or a public-private partnership, because it is really critical for us to keep what you might call the singular Bloomington skyline in the heart of our historic core. So it's very important historically, but it's also important economically. It will make it more difficult for us, if we lose this building, to attract new businesses in the future. It will make it more difficult, I think. It certainly is not going to help for attracting millennials and others to move downtown. We don't know what will be on that one singular block. I can pretty much guarantee you that it's not going to be 13 stories high, and it's certainly not going to have the historic character and other things that it currently has. So I'm, and the city manager and our team and the city council are doing absolutely everything we possibly can to figure out a way, and there are many ways in moving chess pieces around, to preserve this building, to make sure that it has its highest and best usage, you know, as we move forward.
So yesterday, WGLT's Eric Stock talked to former city council member Karen Schmidt, who's serving on one of these private groups you mentioned, this community task force that's trying to find a new life for the building. And she said the preference is to find a private developer for the property, so the city of Bloomington would not be taking ownership and taking on all the costs that would come with ownership. Is that where you are as well?
Oh, of course. I mean, it's always preferable to have a private a developer come in and be the knight in shining armor or knightess in shining armor who comes in and makes it all happen. It's not really a rigid dichotomy. Sometimes it could be a little bit of one and a little bit of another. I can't talk about the details, but there is certainly a serious investor, and there's lots of non-serious investors, as you can imagine, but a serious investor who might take several floors for residential. And if they're interested in residential to own or to have a long-term lease, that is something that might not be consistent with someone in the private sector who exclusively wants to focus on offices, et cetera. And so it might be that there is a role for the city to be broker, and we may be partial owners, and others are, you know, own other parts of the building. But at the end of the day, the preference would be, again, of course, to have private development come in.
I mean, does the city have all the information it needs from State Farm to be kind of a middleman on this? So what other information do you need?
Well, we do need to go through the building with our engineers and others. Now, I am told, actually, including Mayor Coos, who's gone through it more recently than I, and I don't think I'm speaking out of shop. I think it's been several months ago. And I'm quoting him partly because others have said almost the exact same thing. It is in pristine condition. Now, it's pristine condition for what State Farm wanted. That doesn't mean it's in pristine condition for an apartment, because it's got bathrooms that, for example, at each end. It doesn't have bathrooms through each, right? And, you know, in throughout. So if you're going to do apartments, that's something different. If you're going to do offices, it's in great shape. And that doesn't mean that there would not be obviously some redecorating costs or other kinds of structural issues, but that's what we need to get a really good handle. So the answer to the question is absolutely no. We need to know more. And State Farm knows we need to know more, and we've asked to have more information. And so we're hoping to get in fairly short order and with perhaps some possible investors, so maybe we can do some one-stop shopping and find out precisely what's necessary, what's precisely possible, and what's not possible. Because then, if we know it's not possible, then we get rid of that and we focus on the things more laser-like that can really save this building and contribute to our community.
You can hear this full interview with Mayor Renner at WGLT.org. Before we let you go, the District 87 School Board meets tonight at 6:30. On the agenda is a tentative budget for the 2020 fiscal year. And the Unit 5 School Board also meets at 7 p.m. On the agenda there is a proposal to allow juniors and seniors with an A in a class to be exempt from the final exam in that class. If you're listening to this podcast, here's a new way to do it. We have an Alexa Flash Briefing skill set up for this show, so you can cue it up each morning on your smart speaker. However you're listening, thanks. Support for this podcast comes from listeners like you. Join the community of news consumers who listen to this podcast and are also willing to support it financially. Contribute at WGLT.org.